Possession.
Well, it's kind of amazing statistically, I think, though, as both teams played, I thought, really well defensively, and there was only 9 and 8 turnovers by each opponent. That's really unique, I think. And, you know, we're fortunate when it is, you know, the ball could have bounced this way or that way any time. So, we feel good about it. I'm pleased for the older guys on our team because they've really invested so much over the years and got some nice rewards this year.
Mm-hmm. Building on that, with this is, I think, the recruiting class, was it 3 years of the seniors now? Can you tell me, explain about the importance of that?
You know, there's a couple things. You know, number one, you know, we haven't won many games the last 4 years since I've been here. And from a coaching standpoint, that's a direct formula for misery. And that hasn't been the case. I mean, it really hasn't, because of the people, not only the players, but the people at West Point and what it stands for and how they deal with things. It's been a great blessing to me, to tell you the truth. And then you got the players who, you know, have invested so much. And if you kept fighting the right fight and kept doing the right things, you know, I'm a big believer, if you keep doing the right things, you know, eventually good things will happen in life for anybody. And it's good to see that these guys are getting rewarded with some wins. I mean, they've been rewarded other ways that are very, very beneficial, but not with wins. And it's a great joy for me to watch that happen for these guys.
Can you talk about 5 minutes ago, maybe he's going off with a 3-point play, and all of a sudden he gets some huge plays at Corbin base?
There's a lot of big plays in the game. Corbin certainly made a big three. He made a big offensive rebound with it. I thought Doug Williams had huge rebounds for us and a couple key buckets for us. I'm saying, Joe, can I make sure I get a lot of big buckets to them? And so forth. So there's big plays. With it, you know, there's a lot of character things that were kind of typical, but the one typical is, you know, Matt missing a bunch of free throws down the stretch when, you know, Andrell missed some decent looks. I mean, I think that Navy really did a good job on him. And, but you know what, it's like, we're not going to pinch hit for Mickey Mantle. We're going to keep letting him swing, even if he's striking out a little bit. So, those guys have done well enough that we're going to keep doing that.
He really seems to rise in his own game.
Yeah, he's had some really good ones. Yeah, he played well both of them last year. You're right. Yeah. I forgot about that. You're absolutely right.
Talk about Navy's offense today. You mentioned it the other day that they spread you out.
Oh, they spread you out. They got their shooters. I mean, I think the second and third leading 3-point shooters is Teague and Stanton. So it really not only spreads you out, but it totally invert your defensive rotations, which you don't try. I mean, that's very, it's just unorthodox. And they've done a great job of utilizing those talents with that.
But one thing that Billy told me the other day is he thinks that Army does a really good job of closing up that space outside. I thought you guys really defended the perimeter very well.
Yeah, I thought both teams played well defensively, too. I thought it was very difficult for us, and you know, I think that we made it difficult for them for the most part. Mm-hmm.
I have to ask you about the storyline.
Well, there's a couple things. Number one is, as I said earlier, coming to West Point, that I've been very, very fortunate, very, very blessed to be around these types of people. And to coach the kids that I coach is very special. I mean, they are really good people. They're great people. And so just to honor them. And then I had having the opportunity to go to Kuwait, which Billy went to is the last night. And there's like a barbecue way out. It's kind of out, kind of in the field, and I was walking back. It's 12:31. I'm walking back to my room. And it's probably 500 yards, pitch dark, and there's this van. So I go by, and they start kind of yelling at me a little bit, and they said, "Coach," and I don't know if they're just guessing, crossing, coaching. I don't have any idea, but they've been a part of the activities there for 3 or 4 days. So I started talking to them, and they were a group, probably, if I had a guess, 10 to 15 soldiers that were going up right to the border of Iraq that night. I mean, they were leaving right there, ready to pull out, so I'm talking to them. And they said, "Where's Coach?" I said, "West Point." They got all excited about that. And then, you know, we talked about, and then at the end, I couldn't even see the face, but some young lady
said, Coach, don't forget us. Don't forget us. And so just my very, very, very small way of just kind of honoring not only our kids and the people here, but the soldiers over there. I mean, they gave me the outfit, so just, I don't know where else I could wear it.
Coach, please pray patiently.